Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The way I see it, you and me got one thing to talk about, and that's what you are willing to do for me.
You should reward me accordingly.
Which bothers some men. The word itself makes some men uncomfortable.
I volunteer as tribute.
You're going to find out that we're wanted in two states and probably considered armed and dangerous.
So the women of Hollywood in the movie Montage today. I heard a bunch of voices I recognize for sure. A little bit of Big Lebowski in there, Rafer, right?
I think so.
Other great ones too. Thelma and Louise and some other great films too. Rafer Guzman is film critic for Newsday and for us here at The Takeaway. Great to see you again, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
We have one big release today and also a release. Today. Let's get to the big release in a minute. Let's get the big release. And to do that, first, we have to get to the release. And I can see a look on your face about The Strangers, Pray at Night. This is a sequel, a follow-up to The Strangers.
That's right.
Right? Here's a clip.
Guys, the door's not even locked.
Is Tamara home?
You lost or something? You want me to call someone? You okay?
Rafer, three masked psychopaths make life a living torture for our protagonists.
That's right. Pretty much the same premise as the original film 10 years ago, The Strangers. a different director, different writer. You've got these three masked killers, sort of two women, one man. They're preying on a family that has gotten to a trailer park. Christina Hendricks plays the mother. I would say she's sort of ill-used in this film. I was not a big fan of the first film. Found that movie very depressing and sort of not that interesting, not that inventive. It was really just sort of watching three people torture a couple other people who then sort of grow weary of it and then finally kill them.
Okay.
Yeah, it was sort of what I called bummer horror.
Yeah.
And this is also kind of very much the same thing. It's not exciting, thrilling, interesting. There's no theme. You don't know who these masked killers are. They don't have an MO. And so eventually you're just watching people kind of die.
Kind of do bad things to one another.
Yeah. And, you know, if you want to see some people stabbed, this is your movie. Otherwise, I'd say that's about it.
Okay. Well, let's move that to the side, if you don't mind, because there's a big release out, Wrinkle in Time, from director Ava DuVernay, hugely anticipated. Oprah Winfrey's in it. So is Reese Witherspoon. Most people know what this film is about. The children's favorite is coming to the big screen, and here's a clip.
Call me Mrs. What's-It.
Mrs. Who?
No, Mrs. What's-It. Mrs. Who is, she's like a billion years older and way more knowledgeable.
That's young star Storm Reid at the spear point of this movie with Reese Witherspoon there, Rafer.
That's right. So a lot of hopes riding on this. You know, the Madeleine L'Engle book is a huge favorite. Very complicated, kind of strange book, not easy to wrap your head around. Here's the big film version from Disney. And I think also this comes right on the heels of Black Panther, and a lot of talk in Hollywood about diversity and inclusion, African-American director. As you said, Oprah Winfrey, Mindy Kaling is in this, so a very, you know, multicolored cast. I wish I liked this film better than I did, and I don't think I'm the only one. It just doesn't hang together. It feels very corny. It doesn't feel original to me. It feels like it's borrowing a little bit from Narnia and other movies that I've seen before, and I wanted a bit more of an original, kind of interesting world, and it just didn't give it to me. It felt like a bit of a pastiche of other kids' films that I've seen, and that was disappointing to me.
Did it not have a lot of weight, a big release like this, and watching the trailers, I thought that maybe this film would have some weight to it because of the moment and because of what they had on offer?
Yeah, I mean, I think we kind of all expected that. I will say there's a lot of what do I want to say? There's a lot of building up of this character, of this African-American girl who's a misfit girl at her school. She's bullied. It's not a race issue. She's just kind of a misfit girl. And there's a lot of, boosting her and telling her that she's beautiful, which I think is really good and great to see in a movie, something you don't see a lot of with a girl of color as your lead character in a movie like that. And that was great. I just wish that there had been a little more oomph there to the whole proceedings. Oprah Winfrey, I don't know.
Sure.
I'm not sure you can really cast Oprah Winfrey in a role anymore. She's
too, Oprah.
She's too Oprah, you know, to be in anything.
Hard to not be Oprah when you're already Oprah, and that's understandable. Still, I think millions of kids are going to see this film, probably still a great thing, even if the big kids don't like it so much, right?
I think that's right.
Rafer, thanks for joining us. Rafer Guzman, film critic with Newsday.
Thanks, Todd.